Hi, I'm Tim Huckabee, and welcome to Bytes by MSDN Special Windows 8 Edition. Today we have a special guest, John Sheehan. John, thanks so much for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, you're an architect on the Windows 8 team. That's pretty impressive, yet kind of general. Can you talk about what you do, what you're focused on, what you're excited about?
Yeah, well, an architect's really just a senior developer that helps drive technical decisions across the Windows team. So I've focused mainly on developer experience for Windows 8, making sure that developers can easily build Windows 8 applications in a way that's really wasn't possible in the past.
So we're talking about developer productivity, the tool set, things like that, as opposed to user experience.
Yeah, so it's really the underlying platform. It's not actually working on the tooling. It's working on the underlying platform of Windows. One of the big challenges that we had was we really wanted users to have confidence in the platform and confidence that they could install applications and not worry about, ooh, is this application safe to install? We wanted them to be able to try out apps, and if they liked them, then they would pay the developers money. And if they didn't, then they would uninstall them and they would feel that their system was always safe and that their data was safe.
Both out in the consumer market, in the marketplace, and then behind the firewall in Windows, I assume.
Yes.
Right, right. So give me an example of what your day entails.
My day does entail a lot of meetings. I definitely write, you know, code, but I do spend a lot more time in meetings where we have to make the larger, harder technical decisions. So there are lots of things that can have broad impact across many teams in Windows, and those are the kind of decisions. But it's really mostly just helping the teams understand the bigger picture so that they can make the right technical decisions for their piece of Windows.
Outstanding. You know, we're all proud of what you guys did, and I can tell by your passion that you're proud of what you guys did in Windows 8. Give our audience an example of something wildly powerful that you're particularly proud of and were involved in.
So one thing that we did was we defined this new WinRT API surface, and it is basically, if you look at Win32, there were, depending on how you count them, close to 500,000 APIs.
Right. So as far as the surface of the API.
Was about almost 500,000 APIs.
Right.
Now, you're a developer, you come into that and you want to do something, you have to wade through 500,000 APIs to get something done. There was lots of redundancy, and there was also just old, you know, C-style coding practices that were very difficult for developers to deal with. Like, first call the function with a null pointer to a buffer, and then it will return an error but tell you how big the buffer should be, then allocate the buffer, or, you know, those kind of patterns. And so we just basically built a whole new API surface that is much smaller, and it's very purpose-built for building these new applications.
So can I paraphrase that by saying that the Windows 8 runtime has given the power of the Win32 programmer, yet the developer productivity that we would have seen in prior developer platforms. Yeah, that's fair to say.
Absolutely.
And which is why, of course, you're so proud of it. Now, give us this. Give us a call to action. Give us our audience something to run with. What would, if you were talking to a common developer out there, what would you say?
I would tell them to stop watching this video and go build an app.
Right. Slay code. Awesome. Hey, I really appreciate your time today. Thank you so much, John.
You're welcome.
And thank you guys for watching.